This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju has emphasized the importance of smooth functioning of parliamentary proceedings, urging members of parliament to focus on debates and discussions. Speaking on the current disruptions, Mr. Rijiju stated that many MPs, including those from the Samajwadi Party, TMC and the Congress, have expressed a desire for meaningful debate in the House. However, he criticized Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, alleging that he does not believe in parliamentary democracy. Mr. Rijiju highlighted that the government is committed to passing key legislation, but is prioritizing discussions and inputs from all members of parliament. Opposition India Bloc MPs today held a protest at Parliament House complex over alleged bribery charges against a prominent Indian business group. Congress, DMK, JMM and Left joined the protest. Leader of the opposition, the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi, JMM leader Mahua Maji, DMK leader Kanimori Karunanidhi and others participated in the protest. Bangladesh expected resolution of all unsettled issues with India in the quickest possible time. Following one-day Foreign Office consultation, FOC, with India and Dhaka on Monday, Bangladesh's Foreign Secretary Jasim Uddin expressed a desire to work together with India in this regard. Bangladesh's Foreign Secretary reiterated Bangladesh's historic relation with India and said both sides agreed to carry it forward in a free, frank and candid discussion. He said during the meeting, India expressed its interest in advancing constructive and positive relations with Bangladesh. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov will co-chair 21st meeting of India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation in Moscow today. The two leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries in the field of defence, including military-to-military and industrial cooperation. They will also exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. The second day of Rising Rajasthan Global Investment Summit, being held in Jaipur, will be dedicated to the Pravasi Rajasthanis. Today, the Pravasi Rajasthani Conclave will be organized at the summit in which Pravasi Rajasthanis from across the world will participate. Rajasthan Governor Hari Bhau Kishan Rao Bagde, Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma, Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav and Governor of Sikkim Om Prakash Mathur will be present on the occasion. The 7th Smart India Hackathon will begin tomorrow. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan will virtually inaugurate the program. This program will commence in 51 centres across the country. It also includes four educational institutes of Chhattisgarh. The Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Jammu, is set to host the grand finale of the Smart India Hackathon 2024 Software Edition tomorrow. In Jammu and Kashmir, the stage is set for the finals of the Smart India Hackathon at Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Jammu, and the excitement is at its peak for the event, which is set to begin from tomorrow. 30 teams from across the country will compete to tackle critical cybersecurity challenges posed by the National Critical Information Infrastructure Protection Centre. Three teams from IIT Jammu will also participate in this prestigious event, representing the Institute at nodal centres in Karnataka, Delhi and Guwahati. The Human Rights Day has been celebrated today. The day is celebrated on the 10th of December every year to commemorate the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The theme for this year is Our Rights, Our Future, Right Now. Russia has expressed openness to peace talks after US President-elect Donald Trump called for an immediate ceasefire in Ukraine. Trump urged negotiations on his social media platform, saying too many lives are being needlessly wasted, too many families destroyed. The press secretary for Russian President Vladimir Putin, Dmitry Peskov, welcomed peace efforts, especially from Global South nations and BRICS partners like China, Brazil and South Africa. However, Peskov accused the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky of rejecting negotiations and blocking talks through a decree. In hockey, India defeated Malaysia 5-0 in the Women's Junior Asia Cup in Muscat in Oman, continuing the strong performance in the tournament. India will take on China tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.